It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, Riggs, so this got my blood boiling yesterday. And quite frankly, it's happening again today because I'm reading more about it. So Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gigi, who passed away in that helicopter crash.
In January, which feels like 3 years ago, by the way.
It does feel like that was all we talked about before Corona. And now here we are. Yeah. I mean, Kobe probably wouldn't believe his eyes if he was living right now. But yeah, this is unbelievable. The company that owns the helicopter, Island Express, never use them, just for the record, because listen, they're now blaming. Vanessa Bryant had filed a wrongful death lawsuit, which made sense because no other planes were flying that morning. There was so much fog. Everyone was grounded. She was saying,
well, planes were flying. No other low flying air traffic was going right there. Yeah.
And right. And that this it's the pilot's job and the company to make sure everyone's safe, right?
Well, yeah, you go through that when you get your pilot license through the FAA, right?
Well, their response to her wrongful death case and that they were negligent by going ahead and flying was that it's actually the passengers' fault that they all died.
Did they?
Because Kobe and 13-year-old Gigi knew flying could result in an accident. Therefore, Vanessa Bryant has no case. I mean, it's unbelievable. And TMZ, when they wrote this, they even wrote in their article, "We had to read this legal document several times because it's so shocking." That's what they said, that they're blaming Gigi in this, like naming her and saying that Gigi's daughter is negligent and
Gigi's daughter. She's too young to have a child.
Yes, sorry.
That's okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's all right.
I got a lot going on here. So that's what the company is claiming, which is amazing because a 13-year-old girl who knew she could appreciate such, you know, life decisions, and it's just ridiculous, the whole thing. Now, here's where it gets even weirder. They're saying that it's nobody's fault because the crash was an act of God. To which TMZ then wrote, well, blinding fog is definitely an act of God. Flying into it at 180 miles per hour is not, which I thought was a mic drop by them.
Fair, fair.
I thought, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know how long this company's going to last playing with the Bryants like this, but this is ridiculous. I mean, blaming the passengers and a 13-year-old for their deaths on a helicopter, a pilot, and the company's responsible for? Give me a break.
Look, you take a risk anytime you get on an aircraft, obviously, because you're leaving the ground and you're traveling at a high speed, but this is just, it's a senseless tragedy.
Even they said, then where's your big sign when you get on the plane that says, you die, your problem? Because that's not the way it works.
They're like, you sign the waiver type thing. They're like, this would be if somebody got hurt on like a ride in a park. They'd be like, oh, it's your fault for getting on the ride. You'd be like, no, it's your fault for not fixing the ride or maintaining the ride. It would be a back and forth. Mm-hmm. But it's
or flying into fog when you knew that it could be deadly. That was stupid. Yeah, that's negligence. Yeah.
It's sad. Yeah. It's a sad story, sad. Man. Very sad.
Very.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Time for a hypothetical game, okay? You can only pick one. You can only choose one of these things.
Uh-oh.
Your quarantine hygiene routine. So let's assume that you're staying home. You're not going out. What is the one quarantine hygiene thing that you have to do every single day that you feel like, yes, this is a victory? Every single day. Yes, you can only pick one, though. It can either be brushing your teeth. It could be taking a shower. It could be changing your underwear. But you can only pick one, Allie. What would it be? And why would it be brushing your teeth? Because that's disgusting. That would be mine. 100%.
Is brushing your teeth?
Brushing
the
my
one
teeth.
Hygiene that you would go for?
I would rewear underwear for days in a row.
Oh, no.
I would go days without showering, but I cannot go without brushing my teeth. That's mine.
I'm just going to keep it real because nobody smells us, so we don't know if we stink right now.
True.
And everybody in your house is probably the same way.
Yeah.
So here's where I'm at. I don't think we have to shower every day.
Okay.
However,
okay,
I say changing underwear daily is a must. Now, maybe that's a woman thing, but I think it's a dude thing too.
No,
dudes got some dirty underwear. I've got two sons and I've been married, let me tell you. Dudes got some dirty underwear compared to chicks.
We do.
I think you could actually forego the brushing your teeth if you change your underwear. Like, if I have to pick one.
Fair. Totally fair.
I ain't making out with you, so what do I care if your breast stinks?
Exactly. But mine has always been would be teeth brushing. Yours would be changing underwear. That's a good one.
For sure. So, I mean, I try to brush my teeth every day, but for sure it hasn't happened every day. I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you, and I don't think anyone else should BS it right now. I think we all need to be really honest about what we're doing in our houses hiding, people.
Be honest. I threw it out on our Facebook page at 103.7 KISS FM. Yeah. You can also text us, 71037 if you want to. Kristen on our Facebook says, I would choose to obsessively wipe Clorox, every single surface with Clorox wipe that my husband touches because he works at a hospital. So that's her one thing. Fair. Okay. She wants to wipe down everything. Her husband gets home. Fine. He's an essential worker. Michelle said she showers every single day. That's only the only one you can pick. Only one, Michelle. Okay. That's all she gets.
But wait,
she chose
Michelle,
shower.
Do you? No. But Michelle, there's more. Do you wash your hair? Because I can shower in 5 minutes. It's the woman shower with the hair that's. And when you haven't showered in days like this, you have to wash your hair, which means the shower then takes the long period of time.
Yep.
See?
Yep. Somebody else said washing my hands is the one thing I would do every single day. Fair. Good one, Carl. Good one, Carl.
Oh, I'm getting shamed on the text messages. They said, I'm a hygienist and I'm very proud of you, Riggs. Brush your teeth, people. So even though they didn't mention me, I just assumed I was being shamed.
You took offense to it immediately. James on our Facebook said working out is the one thing that he has to do every day. But you don't shower.
Fair.
That's all right. That's good. It's good for your mental health, working out.
Well, I posted that meme that said, you know, I'm going to work out every day and that's why I don't shower. And then I don't work out and then we don't shower and I'm in a real pickle.
It's a vicious cycle. So,
and Riggs, what did my nanny say? She walked in this morning. You and I were on FaceTime.
Yeah.
And she came in and you could see her. And what did she say off the air? She said, I brushed my teeth today.
See, that was her little win. So you can only pick one hygienic thing that you can do every day, like the one thing that you have to do. What would it be? 799-1037. You can text to 71037. Yes, what? You're laughing hysterically.
This the text messages to 71037.
You can only pick one. Go ahead.
Michelle. Okay, just one. Michelle wrote, I forgot to brush my teeth yesterday. I work from home and was almost late because I slept in too.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It is, by the way, it's Tuesday, in case you're wondering. Today is Tuesday all day long. And if you're interested in attending our virtual graduation class of 2020, you could submit your grad photos right now at 1037kissfm.com. Because that's going down on June 6th.
We love seeing them. So you've got to get those grad pictures in. And now I know a lot of the moms will do it for the kid. But kids, yeah, you can do it too. College students. We want them all.
I was messaging with a mom yesterday who has twins. And she was like, why can't I submit both of them? I did one, but I couldn't do the second one. Something in our system wouldn't let her do two pictures. So
they were like, you don't have two kids. You're a liar. You can't have two kids the same age.
We didn't think about it on the back end. We changed that. So it's fixed now. But it was funny. She was like, what do I do? I could get my son, but not my daughter.
And then you went, oh, you put the son first. Uh-huh. All these moms who had in vitro with multiple kids now are like, how do I enter them on the virtual graduation for KISS FM? I'm confused. That's hysterical.
But it happens June 6th at 1037kissfm.com. It'll be on our Facebook and our Instagram. Just something nice we want to do for the class of 2020, because it's going to suck for you as a grad this year, man. It sucks. Mm-hmm. We're all quarantined, locked down. 1037.
Upload your pick.
KissFM.com. It's Riggs and Allie. Now until noon, and we're discussing the one thing, the one hygiene thing that you would do. You can only pick one during your at-home routine. You can only do one. It could be showering. It could be changing your underwear. Allie said changing her underwear. I said
that's my big one.
I said brushing my teeth. I have to brush my teeth every day, at least once.
And somebody texted into 71037, and I'm loving these texts, and they said, brushing my teeth is definitely my daily thing. Since being home, underwear really hasn't been a thing.
See? But I'm with you, Allie. If I didn't say brushing my teeth, I have to change my underwear. That's like the next thing I have to do.
Dude.
Because I feel gross if I wear it the next day. I just do. I feel like all my sweat and my grossness.
I don't know about
men. Yeah.
I said it. Ooh. We're not going to get into all that.
Well, we got stuff hanging, and it's not comfortable down there. It gets a little gross.
With men, it's
musty.
Like a wiping issue because I have sons.
That
like,
too.
For women, it's a whole another feminine issue that we're not going to get into on the radio. Just change your damn underwear. How about that?
We've both got our crotch issues.
Right? Crotch issues.
Men and women both.
Crotch issue Tuesday. Hold on. Do you know how many times a day I have to yell at my kids to put on underwear while we're going off about this? See, now I'm getting triggered. And they will look at me and they will go, why do we need to wear underwear? And I go, because you don't wipe your butt. And then you get you know what, on the pants. And I don't know what else to tell you, because now you're telling me you need privacy and I can't come in the bathroom. So right? We're in a real pickle here, kid.
See, then as a kid, then I go, then why am I wearing pants if the underwear protects my pants? Then why even wear the pants? It's a conundrum, Mom. It doesn't make any sense if you're going to wash the pants anyways. Really?
And then I go, and then I say to my kids, stop asking questions and do what I say, and just do what I say. How about that? That's like the same convo every day.
It's the ultimate mom answer you could ever
just
give.
Just do what I say.
We had more people yelling it on our Facebook page, saying that their one thing they would do every day is washing their hands. Yes, you're being very socially responsible, washing your hands every day. But you should be doing that regardless.
Somebody said, by underwear, do you mean bra too? Honey, listen, nobody's wearing a bra. Nobody.
Are we going to have to be?
If you're wearing a bra, you better have real big boobs that need support. Because otherwise, it is bra free at home, ladies. We are free, free, free.
In fact, you're going to have to relearn how to wear a bra once we all go back to normal. You're going to have a lesson.
Can someone attach this in the back?
What is this? Oh, it's called a bra.
Someone asked if they could submit a 4K graduation photo.
Oh, God. You know what? Why not?
Why not? Do it.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Today is a Tuesday, in case you were wondering. We're keeping track for you. It's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Allie's still broadcasting from home.
The safer at home order is still in effect, but I want to talk about...
Yesterday, they kind of turned the dial up, did open up a couple things yesterday. Yesterday around noon, Governor Evers goes out in this press conference that they usually do where they're just giving updates, and all of a sudden I start getting these alerts like, oh my God, he's opening standalone strip malls and retail-based stores for in-store, in-person shopping for up to 5 customers at a time. So these are...
This is great.
It's like the smaller mom-and-pop shops that have been hurt really bad by this, they can now open and offer limited people in there. They're saying that they need to have markings for people to do social distancing inside the stores. Mm-hmm. There's also some new guidelines for stores with certain sizes, like stores with less than 50,000 square feet have to limit their capacity to 25%. They're also allowing drive-in movie theaters to operate with some restrictions, which...
Fair.
Yeah, how many drive-in movie theaters do we have, though? It really made me think. How many? Like, if you know 71037, please. I know that. I think there's one down in Kenosha. There are a couple. I just want to know where they are. So there's that. Now, people were asking about, like, oh, this means, like, Allie, you even said off the air, you said, I can go get my hair done.
I was freaking out because I thought, you know, I have a May birthday. I don't care about it because, hello, you know, everyone's in quarantine and I'm old. But the one thing was to get my hair done. That was all I wanted.
No.
And then you told me that it doesn't count in this.
Because
my hair place is in a strip mall. So I thought, oh, she can do my hair. And then you said, no, she can't.
No, gyms, salons, and spas, barbershops, hair salons, those still have to remain closed. Spas, bars, and restaurants are closed except for pickup and carryout. Weddings and funerals have to be to 10 people at a time.
In fairness, if someone's doing your hair, you're really close.
True.
Whereas if you go into a store with only 5 people in it, you are able to social distance. Like, I get that.
And what sucks is, like, people like your hairdresser, even the woman that does my wife's hair, she does it in a private setting. And she was like, I don't see the problem if it's one-on-one. But the problem is there are so many people that won't follow those rules.
You get the wrong person that comes in who's carrying, and then you're now spreading it to everyone
comes.
It's very true.
Violators are subject to 30 days in jail or a fine of $250.
Oh, that's why you said Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's when I read that. I went, wow, yeah.
So, like, if businesses that aren't supposed to be operating
are operating, right?
Yeah.
How long before the drive-in and haircut place opens up? Come see a drive-in movie and get a haircut. No, I'm just kidding about that.
That would be awesome.
No, it wouldn't.
I mean,
it would be awesome in a different world that we lived in. So that all happened yesterday. And also Major League Baseball announced that they're working towards an opening day in July with very limited or no fans, is what they're saying, in July, by July 4th.
See, my eyes light up until you said, with no fans.
Limited or no fans, went, you're like, oh.
So basically, I'm tailgating in my driveway just like I did last Saturday. Great.
100%, Allie. So it's just a regular old day for you.
A regular day drinking with the neighbors in the driveway. What's new?
Right. They're saying this could have a huge surge in jobs, just opening these small businesses alone. It could be, they said, upwards of 14,000 businesses that allow 90,000 employees to return to work. So... Five employees in a store doesn't sound like much, but five is bigger than zero, so it's good that something is happening and they're trying to move it forward safely. So that's what happened yesterday. And it all goes into effect immediately, so these stores that are essential, that are allowed to open by the order, can be open today. So
exactly.
Call your local business. Find out if they're open. I'm sure they would appreciate
it. I was Googling drive-in movie theaters.
Text to 71037 if you want to.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, we all want to make out with Brad Pitt, okay?
Most of us
do. Maybe not all dudes, but at least the gay ones and the straight women, okay?
I'm a straight dude. I'd still make out with them. I just don't want to generalize and say everyone, but yes, continue.
Well, you know, Brad Pitt, there is this awkward photo that hit the internet, and it was this picture of Lena Dunham kissing Brad Pitt kind of on the cheek, but in the picture, it looks like she's kissing him on the mouth and he looks like he's pulling away, but he's not. It's just a really awkward picture, Riggs. And they had done Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They were at that premiere together. This was all back last year that they were in that together, which is why they were hanging out together.
I want to see that movie.
What's that?
I want to see that movie really bad. It looks good. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those Tarantino flicks. Go ahead.
You've got time at home, my friend.
I do.
But when it hit the internet, this picture, a lot of people were like, well, that's awkward. You know, look at her trying to kiss Brad Pitt. But since they're doing interviews from their houses, celebrities, she went on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo, which I love. And she said, you know, he asked her about the picture of her trying to kiss Brad Pitt. And was it that awkward? And what's the story? And she said, well, I had the pleasure of knowing him a little bit previously, so I wasn't going in totally blind.
Right.
She said, but when I showed up to the set to work with him, unbelievable. Can people stop texting me and emailing me while I'm on the radio? My God. Anyway, so she said,
they forget that we're on till noon. They're used to messaging you at 9 o'clock.
Seriously, this is like work from home stuff where people, I got to turn on Do Not Disturb. My bad.
Thank you.
So anyway, so basically she said, you know, I was really excited. I wasn't a mega star. This is Lena Dunham. I'm talking about Brad Pitt. She's like, but I got a friendly hello from Brad. And so I thought, well, I might as well just give him a little peck on the cheek. So she basically said that there was nothing awkward.
It was just the timing of together. Just the awkward timing of the picture, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it look
bad.
But
she said, well, this is what Lena Dunham said that I found really funny. She said, it was like in one of those movies where the nerd shows up at the prom and the hottest guy in school, Brad Pitt, is there. And Lena Dunham's the nerd. This was her describing it.
Yeah.
She's like, it's the same thing. And then you go in for a kiss to the hottest guy at the prom. And then the picture hits the internet and everybody makes fun of you.
That's funny. I still want to make out with Brad Pitt. I'll stand on that. I'll say that.
What about Lena Dunham? Don't answer that.
Yes, why not? She was good enough for Jack from the guy from Fun. She's good enough for me.
Liar.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have a friend who works in the service industry. She's been out of work for the better part of 2 months now, and she's been getting free groceries for the last month. Delivered to her house.
Wait, but why?
No, she works for a restaurant. She was laid off. She's a mom. She has two kids, all right? She's probably late 20s, I think she is. So she was living paycheck to paycheck even before this whole thing happened, when the whole Safer at Home happened, back in March on the 24th or something? It's been that long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for the first month, she was making trips to the grocery store, but as things started to lock down more and more and they started putting like the mask stuff in place, she was like, I've got kids, I'm just going to stay here and order delivery. So for the last month, she's been getting delivery. I don't want to say the company because I don't want them to get in trouble, because I don't know who could get in trouble because of this.
Right.
But for the last month, she's had groceries delivered to her house every single week.
Wow.
And she checked her credit card statement at the beginning of May or earlier this month. And for the last month, she hasn't been charged for any of those groceries.
So what's she going to do?
She doesn't know what to do.
She doesn't know
because she knows that she put in the information at the website for this company.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know if someone else is getting charged. No one has said anything to her for a month. Uh-huh. It's been a month. So she's like, if I call now, is she going to be responsible for the charges that have already happened? Should she call and like give that money back? Or she was already paycheck to paycheck as it was. So she was like, I feel bad that I've been getting my groceries.
Stealing.
Exactly.
You don't want to be stealing. See, this is where it gets tricky. Because so, it's like, well, karma might come to bite you.
Exactly.
If you believe in that. But people are going to have to text in their opinions to 71037.
I don't know what to tell her, because I think the right thing to do is to call them. Obviously, I think is to call them and say something. Uh-huh. But she has the fear of having to pay that, because that's probably $500 or $600 worth of groceries that she's gotten for free. That she hasn't paid for.
That's insane.
That somebody else
amazing.
Paid for. Was it an error in her favor? Like one of those things? She doesn't know.
But what is what's the right? Paying? How do they not know?
Exactly.
That's their own problem. If you have that much money, you don't even know it's going out. I don't know if I feel bad.
I don't know. But she said it was on a credit card that she used, like her debit card, and she thought that it was just being taken out. And it was not. So what does she do in that situation? 799-1037. You can call. You can text to 71037. Does she call and just say, hey, I need to update my credit card and give her a new one? I don't know what to do.
I don't either. I don't either.
Your opinions.
I don't know. It's crazy.
71037 text. We'll talk next. It's Kiss.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. I'm trying to help out my friend. She works in the service industry. She's been out of work for about 2 months now. For the last month, she's been getting groceries delivered to her house. She doesn't want to go out. She's having them delivered to her house. Somehow, through a mix-up, through her error or the company's error, she's been getting her groceries for free for the last month. And she doesn't know if she now needs to call the company and say something, because she doesn't want to have to repay all this money that she has had free groceries for the last month, and she's already been living paycheck to paycheck. You can text to 71037. Good morning. David is in Milwaukee. David, you actually do grocery delivery, right?
Yeah.
So, do you know what may have happened or what she should do?
Does she live like in an apartment complex?
No, she lives in a house. It's the small house by herself.
Yeah, so I mean, at this point, if she's getting groceries delivered to her house, it'd be the fault of the person who's delivering it. So she wouldn't be charged for anything. So if, you know, she gets the next order and, you know, she says, like, hey, somebody dropped off this order.
She's getting her groceries, though. She's not getting someone else's. She's getting her own groceries.
Oh.
She's not getting it's not a mix-up. She's getting the groceries.
Wow, really?
She's getting the groceries that she is ordering, but there's no charges appearing on her account. If it was a mistake, she would have called immediately. But these are her groceries that she's not doesn't have any charges on her account for.
I mean, I don't think she would be charged for it, but, you know, don't take my word for it. But, like, if she's getting free groceries, something's messed up in the company that she's using to provide groceries.
Yeah.
So they messed something up, so I highly doubt that they would charge her for their mix-up.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to ask what company you work for, because I don't want you to have to speak for them. But, all right, I'll pass that along to her.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, David. Appreciate you listening this morning.
No problem.
You can text to 71037. It's a weird situation to be in now. She doesn't know what she's going to do. You can text to 71037. Somebody said she needs to call and rectify. Although I feel for her with no job and the kids, the company is also providing for a family, and they too need to provide its income. It's a domino effect, right? Somebody else texted to 71037. Like Allie said, it's karma. It could come back to bite her worse, you know? It could.
Can you hear me?
No, I couldn't. Now I can.
I've been talking to you for like 10 minutes. I'm like, hello?
No.
I just set my mic down and went, screw it. He's not here.
No.
He's looking right at me, and he's not. I don't know what's happening.
I saw a frozen image of you on the screen that came back up, that appeared.
Probably because my child's on a Google Meet right now with his teacher. We're not using any bandwidth in this house.
Yeah. Someone else texted to 71037. How do you live paycheck to paycheck and not realize that money isn't being taken out? She knew it wasn't being taken out. I would call.
Yeah.
Yeah. She
this
may have known.
A really solid point.
Yeah.
She knew.
Yeah, I could say that too, because if she is, I would.
But neither would that person probably wouldn't have called either and been like, you didn't take the money out?
Yeah, right.
Would you do that if you didn't have it? No.
No.
Probably.
Somebody else said, it's fine. Corona took everything away for everybody. Let her have this one.
Aw.
I don't know.
So I agree, but she didn't have one. She had like seven. That's the problem.
Right.
I think she at some point has to stop this,
right?
Taking the free groceries and go, okay.
Right.
But then the fear is they're going to know you got all that stuff for free.
Yeah. And that's her. That's what her fear is. I think honesty would probably win in the situation. She could explain what's going on, say it's clearly a mix-up, and offer to give the new credit card information. I don't know. I'll tell her what she should do. But thank you for your texts and the calls to 71037. You can still text. It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Now on till noon. Isn't that great?
Woo-hoo. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this story is just crazy. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Yes, we are on till noon now.
Yes.
People, it is 10:10 or 10:11 or whatever.
I know. And Riggs and Allie are still on. This is amazing or terrible. One of the two.
I don't know if we should apologize or say, you're welcome.
One of the two.
Apologize.
Yeah, one of the two.
No, but this is crazy, this story about Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gigi. It's unbelievable what the airplane company has written when it comes to
the helicopter company. So, excuse me.
Vanessa Bryant had filed a wrongful death lawsuit.
Okay.
And the company responded by saying, oh, no. Oh, actually, the people at fault are the passengers, including 13-year-old Gigi, like listed in their legal documents. Okay. It's insane. They threw in every argument you could think of, including that it was an act of God. Yeah. Well, blinding fog, as TMZ said this best in their article, blinding fog, maybe an act of God, but flying into it 180 miles per hour is not.
True.
So how you decided to decide Gigi.
Very true.
I mean, naming children in this lawsuit, it's unbelievable. So and even TMZ said they had to reread it a few times. It was so unbelievable.
That type of air traffic is regulated differently in the FAA because they have like the airplane traffic that they're always watching. That's planes are going to fly regardless of fog because they have instruments for that. But these helicopters that fly at lower altitudes, like Kobe Bryant's one, that are just doing small, like place to place, city to city in California all the time, like they do, is much more dangerous, especially with all that fog in California.
And Vanessa Bryant has said, not even Vanessa, it's just a fact that everyone else was grounded that day and nobody was really flying these helicopters, and that so for some reason why they took off was stupid, you know?
Well, unless it's an emergency,
And it wasn't. They were trying to get to practice.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, listen, the company, Island Express, never used them, clearly. Their response to Vanessa, Bryant's lawsuit was it's everyone else's fault.
Let me go cancel my reservation really quick. Hold on.
Seriously.
I can't wait using you anymore.
They're going out of business. Have a great day.
Yeah. Hey, on the way next, we got an Amazon Echo Dot. You can listen longer at home. We'll hook up one of those. And since the Safer at Home was kind of dialed forward a little bit, some things were allowed to open now. Oh. What are some of those things that people are excited about?
Yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.